There are a lot of hazards in our region. There's a threat of earthquakes and landslides. But people are also feeling threatened of being priced out because housing's so expensive. And that threat has been pushing people to move to the edges of the region. But once they're there, they find another more unusual hazard, abandoned coal mine tunnels. As Carolyn Adolph of KUOW's Region of Boom team reports, that's been an eye-opener for some.
Abandoned coal tunnels run everywhere under Black Diamond, just like they run under Issaquah, Renton, Bellingham, and Newcastle on the east side, all part of our not-very-distant coal mining heritage.
The hole was not big enough to swallow the whole house.
This is Tim Walsh, assistant state geologist at Washington's Department of Natural Resources. He's talking about the time years ago when a hole opened up beneath a home off the Coal Creek Parkway in Newcastle.
The hole when it opened up was probably no more than 10 feet in diameter.
Damaging a corner of the house. Very expensive, but no lives lost. Evidence of coal mines is everywhere around Black Diamond.
These are the coal cars that brought the coal out of the underground mine.
This is Bill Comble, manager at Palmer Coking Coal, which still operates in Black Diamond.
These implements were called joy loaders, and basically they were like crab claws, and then that's how these coal cars were loaded.
Comble says people should not be overly concerned about a coal tunnel collapsing and wrecking their house.
Most collapse happens in the first couple years after abandonment. So you've got a high probability in year one, year two. The probability goes down, down, down. So we're now in year 90.
But it's hard to get specific information. The state keeps a database of old mining maps. Black Diamond puts out an information sheet telling people to take a look. Andy Williamson is director of community development in Black Diamond. He says people who build or renovate in a known risk zone must find out the actual risk on their property.
They need to go out and hire a geologist, and then they survey the land and they give us the report so it's on the record.
And people who build or renovate in Black Diamond sign a covenant not to sue the city if there is a mine tunnel collapse on their property. Black Diamond says it got that idea from Issaquah. But people like Judy Baxley bought a house that was already there. She says no one told her when she bought her house.
We were going to live here till the day we die.
She found out by accident at a social event.
If you'd known, would you have bought?
No. It's ridiculous. I mean, who wants to take a chance?
But now that she's there, Baxley says she plans to live with it. It's been decades since the state has recorded any real danger from an abandoned coal tunnel around Black Diamond. Assistant State Geologist Tim Walsh says the last time was in the 1980s.
A tunnel that was under the Green River Gorge Road burst. It could have been serious.
But everyone was fine. A woman driving with children saw a puddle in a new place. She stopped the car.
That was just before the edge of the road failed, and water sort of explosively came out of the mine across the road.
Walsh says coal mine tunnels tend to be too small to consume an entire house, meaning there's probably greater danger from our region's natural threats, like earthquakes, mudslides, and volcanic mudflows. In Black Diamond, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.